Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And today, I want to talk to you about email. I know we've talked about that in the past, and I know I've recommended it as a way for you to connect with the customers, but you know what? Stop. Stop doing it. I'm going to give you three reasons why it's not necessary. Number one, your customers already follow you on social media. You've got a big following on Facebook, right? So, okay, you do have to pay for ads to make sure your content is seen, but so does everybody else. Big deal, right? Besides, it's super easy to monitor and respond to conversations across all your social media platforms. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest. Am I forgetting any? Let's see. Snapchat, Vine. Anyway, there's no chance you're going to miss a compliment or complaint, right? And besides, no one checks email on their mobile devices anymore. I mean, geez, that's so 2014. Okay, here's the second reason why you don't need email anymore. You don't care about ROI, return on investment. After all, social media makes it easy to keep track of trends and tweets and demographics, so there's no need to know who's opening your email and clicking on your links. It's too much trouble to segment lists to make sure your customers are getting the information they need anyway, right? Of course. Okay, number three. You have all the business you can handle. I mean, after all, who needs to stay in touch with customers when you have more sales than you can handle? Sure, the volume may slow down one day, but your company is awesome. There is no way your customers are going to forget about you. They wouldn't dream of buying from some new company that sends them useful information on new ways to use your product and links to educational videos and discount coupons and invitations to special events. Okay, I hope you know I'm kidding by now, right? Please tell me you know that I'm kidding. I'm being very, very facetious out here, okay, about this. Because, let's face it, for all the talk about social media being an effective marketing tool, email is just as good, if not better, particularly for small businesses when it comes to generating sales. And here's a few statistics to demonstrate the point. Number one, 91% of consumers check their email daily. 74% of consumers prefer to receive commercial communications via email. 66% of consumers have made a purchase online as a result of an email marketing message. And email marketing has an ROI of, drumroll please, 4,300%. Holy criminy. So, yes, email works best when it carries a marketing message that addresses your customers' needs. So, yes, social media is great, but use it in conjunction with email marketing and you're going to be golden. And in fact, in a previous episode, I think I also talked about how you can use email marketing with direct mail, too. So all of these things can go together. You need a whole bunch of tools in your tool chest to be able to market your small business. And contrary to what I said in the beginning, yes, your customers may already follow you on social media, but you know what? They follow you on email, too, or at least they should. If you are concentrating on building a good list, then email is one of the best ways that you can stay in touch with them. So please make sure that you do actually segment lists and make sure your customers are getting the information they need. And you have to keep marketing. You've got to keep marketing even when you are busy, because there will come a time when maybe the orders will slow down. And as long as you are staying out in front of customers through email, through social media, then you are going to be able to ride those waves a little bit and things are going to be a lot more better for your business. So that's it for today. I just wanted to do a little quickie reminder of why email marketing is so important. So again, I apologize for kind of giving you the false impression at the beginning, but you know, hey, got to shake things up once in a while, right? If you liked this episode, I hope that you would be so kind as to leave me a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. That would be awesome. I would love it. And if you have any questions, you can always visit my website, GloriaRand.com. I've got a contact pop-up window right there that you can contact me. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at Gloria Rand is my username, and I use the hashtag, or you should use the hashtag, Write, Sell, Succeed, and that's W-R-I-T-E, Sell, Succeed, and then I'll know that you are listening to the podcast, because I got to tell you, it is awesome. I've been looking at my statistics, and I've got people listening from all over the world. I think that's one of the things that is so cool about how we're living today. This day and age is so remarkable in that we can use tools like social media, like podcasting, to be able to reach people around the world, in Europe, in Japan, and India. It's just a remarkable times that we live in. And I have to say that I'm glad I've lived as long as I have to be able to take advantage of it. And I can only imagine what my kids' life is going to be like, you know, 30 years from now when they're my age. It's going to be amazing. So anyway, that's going to do it for this time, for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, and I wish all of you much peace, love, and especially prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed.